All right, I will say good morning, good morning. We are finishing up Emirat Hashem this morning in Sitkas HaTzadik Os Hei. So remember again, we began yesterday with the Rebbe teaching us the beautiful idea that in Os, I call it Sith, but in Os Gimel, Os Dalid, we've been speaking about the concept of Kabbalah's Omachu Shamayim, which we normally translate as accepting the yoke of heaven, but on a deeper level we translate as creation of God awareness. And this is so that creation of God awareness that Rebbe introduces in Os Hei is something continuous. It has to be without cessation. And in fact, if one has a lapse in their God awareness, the Rebbe posited that this is the Achit. Achit shechatanu lefanecha, befrikas ol. Right? Ultimately, again, this need to be lived, to exist in this constant state of ongoing God awareness. So we're picking up on page Yud Aleph. The Kabbalah's Omachu Shemayim Shel Arvis, Zmana Kol Zman Shchiva, V'shekol HaLayla Tzarech Lihiyos Nosei Baal. So now, the Rebbe makes a fascinating distinction here. He says, if you notice, by the way, let's go back for just a moment, right? So we say Shema twice a day. We say Shema at night, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and we say Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Now again, we already spoke about in Os Dalet the concept that Kriya Shema Shel Arvis teaches us that even when we sleep, there has to be a sense of God awareness, however that manifests itself. And when we're awake, there has to be a sense of God awareness as well. Now, the Rebbe makes a fascinating observation. The time for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, right? What's the Zman for nighttime Shema? Zman for nighttime Shema? The entire night. The entire night, right? In other words, Seisa Kochavim up until Alos. Essentially, so nightfall up until dawn. So the entire nighttime is the time for Shema. Yet, what he writes, Al Shel Shachris Rak B'Tchila Sakima. But this is fascinating. What's the Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? The Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris for morning Shema is up until 3 hours. Up until 3 hours. You have 3 hours after sunrise in order to be able to go ahead and recite daytime Shema. So see this fascinating distinction. Nighttime Shema is the entire night. Daytime Shema is the first 3 hours of the day. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Look what the Rebbe writes. He says about Rak Pshas Kima, if you skip a little bit, Kimo, he says, Vayidei Sheik, Nirmaz Bazeh, Sheker Chovas Ha'adam Al Taras HaMachshav V'Kavos Omachu Shemayim, Nitzricha B'Tchilas Hayom. Now, the Rebbe is highlighting over here something very interesting, that Halacha L'Maisah, in order to maintain God awareness, quote-unquote, at night, that requires constant and perpetual action. Versus creation of God awareness by day doesn't require constant and perpetual involvement. Rather, one only has to do it at the beginning of the day, and that's enough. What's the pshat? Because when a person is mekabel, omach creates God awareness in the beginning of the day, memela timashich lo mizeh hargashas ha'ol v'ashibul Hashem yisbar b'chol pulosav. So this is beautiful. The Rebbe says like this, where lies the difference between day and night? Right? What's the difference between day and night? The difference between day and night is dynamic activity. At night, there is no dynamic activity. By day, there is. So at night, because there's no dynamic activity, technically speaking, in order to be mamshech, in order to perpetuate God awareness, what do you need? Constant involvement. Constant involvement. By day, interestingly enough, because there is dynamic activity, one act of creation of God awareness in the morning, i.e. Kriya Shema, is automatically perpetuated through the dynamic spiritual activity of the day. What an incredible idea. What an incredible idea. The Rebbe goes on, he says, Ukimo shelegabi habracha shemavarachim mitzchilas asiyas ha-mitzvah b'chdei liichud kol ma'asav la'ashem sagi dai bozeh li'odem kedei legalos daito akol mitzvah she'osa osa l'shem mitzvah. So this is fascinating. We see this by brachos on a mitzvah. I will say, you make a bracha on a mitzvah when? Bracha on a mitzvah when? For right, over the asiyasan. Now, fascinatingly enough, how long does that bracha last for? Whatever amount of time. But I'll give you just two examples of this where this comes up. Right, the bracha of b'dikas chametz. You could check multiple homes with one bracha, right? You make a bracha, bir chametz, and again, you could check whatever. You check for an hour, you check for 2 hours, you check for 3 hours, check for 7 minutes, whatever it is. One bracha takes care of everything. Or putting up mezuzah, like ba mezuzah, right? interestingly enough, where you could put up 25 mezuzos, right? Baruch Shekinah, a person has a big house. You go, you make one bracha, and that takes care of all of the mezuzos in the home, right? Yeah, no bracha. Yeah, we'll talk afterwards. No bracha on each individual, mezuzah. Why? What's the pshat? Says a psalm. Because this is fascinating. In life, what you need is a moment of cognition. And then once there's that moment of cognition, dynamic spiritual activity is able to be fueled off that. See, the challenge is, when there's no dynamic activity, you need a constant reinforcement of spiritual cognition. But where there is dynamic activity, one moment of spiritual cognition is able to be perpetuated through the activity. So just so you see his model, so at night, where a person is dormant, right, a person is not active, so therefore, by definition, quote unquote, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, that moment of God awareness, goes the entire night. I need that, so to speak, the entire night. By day, which is a time of dynamic activity, so again, Kriya Shema is just in the morning. I need Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim once. And once I have that, it is perpetuated through the dynamic spiritual activity of the day. What an incredible idea. So, right, if you're not, and it makes sense, if you're not doing anything, you need constant reinforcement. If you're doing something, then something, by definition, reinforces the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, the God awareness. Such a beautiful idea. He says, Lefi Vatam Bazar Hazeh, Lefi Shekabbalah's Ha'ol, Dai B'Tchilas Ha'Maisa, because all you need is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim once in the beginning of the action. And then afterwards, the kedusha of the action goes ahead and takes it on afterwards. Because this is incredible. Because when I'm engaged, this is such a beautiful idea. And just to highlight this, then we'll have to stop. But understand that in its essence, Yiddishkeit, Judaism, is an actional religion. We're all about doing. That's why we've mentioned this many times. Judaism didn't really have like a body of philosophy. We didn't have a body of philosophy until other religions started with philosophy. Why? Right? Because what is philosophy? So again, it's fascinating and it's riveting and it's so important to think. But the issue with philosophy is often it engenders more thought, which, by the way, is a good thing, is a beautiful thing. But Yiddishkeit is an actional religion. Yiddish, fascinatingly enough, Yiddishkeit is, if it had a mantra, it would be, think less, do more. It is all about Meisim Tovim, all about mitzvos, all about dynamic, measurable growth, all about doing. Because doing is the best way to go ahead and show what you really believe in and what you really stand for. So I think it's just an incredible idea. So therefore, again, all I need in a day is one moment of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. Just get me started. That's the spark. Once that starts, then I'm on the road for action. And I'm hopefully engaging in dynamic spiritual activity each and every day, or each and every moment. And once I'm doing that, that action, by definition, is Mamshech, the mindset. That action goes ahead and takes the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, but where there's no action. So for example, when is there no action? At night. So at night, where there is no action, that's when I need, so to speak, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. I'll give you just mashlama ador dome. This is true in any relationship. Think about this for just a moment, right? If you have a husband and the wife, right, and the husband or the wife, doesn't matter which spouse, right? So if neither is doing anything for each other, right? If neither is actively doing anything for each other, so what do you need? You need to say, I love you. Now, just to go on record, it's always good to say, I love you, and it's always good to say it as often as you can. You can never go wrong. No one ever said, my spouse told me I love you too many times. So you can always say it as often. But what's interesting is as follows is, if I'm not doing anything for my spouse, so there's almost like this innate need to articulate how I feel. Masha'inkein, if I'm actively involved in doing for my spouse, I actually don't need to say it. Now, it's still good to say it, but I don't need to say it. Why don't I need to say it? Because I'm doing. because my actions are there. So again, L'mashal, it's the same idea over here as well. So at night, where there is no dynamic activity, so Zman Kriya Shema Kabbalas Omachu Shemayim, the I love you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes the entire night. But by day, which is filled with dynamic actual activity, all I need is one I love you, Kabbalas Omachu Shemayim, at the beginning of the day, and then that mindset, or that cognition that's been espoused at the beginning of the day, is by definition perpetuated throughout the day, through my beautiful dynamic activity. I just have to stop over here for today. We will, Mirat Hashem, continue. Well, again, we'll finish up that sif, and Mirat Hashem, Shkoyach.